This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, good morning, and at 10:06, happy race day, everybody. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. And, of course, that's United States Fire Department Racing. We race to bring awareness and funds to volunteer fire departments around the country. And today, what a huge show. Tim Bryant live, not at Five Flag Speedway, but today we'll be checking in with him live from Watermelon Capital Speedway in Cordell, Georgia. They've got the Southern Super Series going on there, and he's on the line with another driver actually right now, so we're going to talk to him in a few minutes. But also, what a huge show he's got coming up next Friday at Five Flag Speedway. It's a salute to the military, and you know, with everything that's happened with the Blue Angels this week, it's even going to be that much more special next Friday at Five Flag Speedway. They'll have the vintage racing, also the kids' bike races, the motorcycles, and they'll have a motorcycle stunt show with the Sportsmen and Bombers. So big racing coming up this week with Tim up in Georgia and also at Five Flag Speedway. And then we'll come in and talk with Scott Albritton from George County Motorsports Park in Mississippi. They had great racing action last night. We're going to learn all about the winners and, of course, talk about the next race. And that is a great little dirt track. He's done a lot with it. Dustin Long, also live with NBC Sports. This weekend's action for Pocono Speedway. We've got rain in the forecast, and well, we've got that along the Gulf Coast as well. And how about Penske Racing? A great weekend so far. Top three spots at the Indy Race in Detroit. And if you go onto my Facebook page under Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G. I've actually got it live where you can watch the IndyCars practicing up there on the street course. Also, they've also got 1 and 2 at Pocono. Brad Keselowski's got his 12th pole of his career in Logano on the front row. And then there's also some interim crew chiefs on some of the teams, including Kurt Busch and Biffle. So we'll talk about how these guys got in trouble. And then we've got Grant Enfinger winning the ARCA race at Pocono. How exciting is that? I know that he's had a lot of stuff going on. I reached out to him. We're going to get him on the show probably next week. So thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway, and the voice of, gosh, all three of those track is Bill Roth. And Bill, good morning, welcome to the show. And first of all, we've got some rain in this area as well. It's in with some of the racetracks, you know, they sometimes wait till the last minute, but there's so many people that travel from three states now at Sunny South Raceway. You guys decided to do the right thing. We do have a lot of weather coming in the area, so we've decided to move the race tonight to June 11th, but not all the racing. Good morning.
Good morning. Mano Kresic made the call early this morning, and as you said, the reason that he does that or did that is because there are legends and Bandolero and Pro Challenge drivers that come from the other side of Louisiana. Right. So to ask them to travel this way and then for the forecast, which is just brutal until 9 or 10 o'clock tonight, not a good idea. So The races tonight at Sunny South Raceway have been canceled. However, this is important. This coming Saturday, a week from tonight, they'll make up all the Sunny South divisions.
Right.
Not the Sportsmen and the Bombers.
Okay.
So tonight's races have been postponed until next Saturday for the Sunny South divisions. That's the Mighty Mites and the Bandoleros and the Legends and the Pro Challenge and the Mini Stocks. But we have not made a decision on the Sportsmen and the Bombers yet. We told everybody when this started, and we're going to hold true to our word.
Yeah.
We told everybody when this started, these races at Sunny South would be on weekends, obviously, when Mobile International wasn't racing.
Right.
And would also not be on weekends when Five Flags was racing, because the Sportsmen and the Bombers race at both of those tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So there really isn't another Saturday for the rest of the season through the Lee Fields race on August 20th to reschedule them. Now, we're going to have to think about whether we're just going to lose this race, which is, you know, sometimes what happens. Rain's on me, rain's on you.
Yeah.
Or, if we want to reschedule this race after the Lee Fields race August 20th, we cannot do it on August the 27th because we've just added the Pro Trucks.
That's
an invitational
right.
Pro Truck race to August 27th.
And there's a...
If we do reschedule, it's going to have to be in September.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't think that it's fair to do that until we at least talk this thing through and talk to some competitors, because the whole point of wrapping up the Highway 90 Challenge Series was to have it wrapped up at the Lee Fields Memorial.
Right.
If we reschedule this race from tonight, it'll have to be after that, so we'll extend the series past when we really wanted to do it. It's possible, and I don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to have to make that decision later.
Yeah, well, good for you for talking to the competitors as well. A lot of racetracks won't do that, but you guys obviously have been very very good talking with the Bombers and Sportsman guys, and I see you in the pits at Mobile and Five Flag Speedway talking to the guys and say, hey, don't forget about this Highway 90 Challenge Series. You got people like Shayna Ard coming from Pensacola and a lot of other drivers coming from Mississippi for the Bombers and Sportsman. You've got a lot of the local drivers as well that, you know, home track is Mobile International Speedway. And again, for fans that are just tuning in for the first time, you know, Mobile International Speedway is for sale. And Miss Ida still wanted to have some racing there this year, but because of the opportunity of it being sold throughout the season, they've kind of only had about five or six races. And again, you, Tim Bryant, and her, and again, Wayne O'Cressa came up with this brilliant idea of the Highway 90 Challenge Series to where the Bombers and Sportsmen could still get, what, 13 races or maybe 12 now because of the rain, but you get a full season, and it's amazing. I talked to the drivers. I was at Bob's Speed Shop yesterday picking up some goodies, and they were talking about it, and those guys are very vocal about sharing that information. They've got the flyers up, say, hey, don't forget, bring that Bomber out, and you know what, we're going to try to make one race out there for sure, and once we get it fixed, you know, and it's we finally got it back. And I've got to give a quick shout out also to Charlie McAdams at McAdams Collision and Repair. Those guys can straighten up anything. I really thought the car was going to be totaled, and that we got it back yesterday, and we got some rebuilding to do on the front end, but if you guys ever have any kind of accidents or anything like that, that's a place you definitely want to go, and these guys will do it pretty quick for you. So today, then, we've got a kind of a day off. Tell us about last week's racing at Mobile International Speedway. As some of these drivers, when you bring up the Bombers, you bring up the Sportsman. Rusty Powell Jr. has been very strong this year at each track. He's run at Five Flag Speedway. He got in kind of a mess there with an accident that we had as well. But, boy, I tell you what, that team has really put it together this year.
Well, not only did they win last week at Mobile, but they're leading the Highway 90 Challenge Series. And you're right. He's got a great effort. He's committed to the Challenge Series. Yeah. And to me, he and Robert Loper are the two guys that have the best chance of winning the Highway 90 Challenge Series. In the Sportsman division, in the Challenge Series, for the first time, this is hard to believe,
yeah,
for the first time in 5 or 6 years, Jonathan Langham took the checkered flag. And,
yeah,
man, he was happy. Those guys, they always have their eyes on the prize. They're never in a good mood. They're never smiling about anything until the race car is fixed and ready to race. But after that race was over, he and Howard, his dad, had big hugs. So Jonathan Langham wins last week at Mobile, and he jumps up into second position in the points for the Highway 90 Challenge Series. And then on the Super Late models from last weekend, the Southern Super Series, and I think this is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, Harrison Burton wins the race. Who's Harrison Burton? That's the son of Jeff Burton, the former NASCAR Cup champion and current NBC TV analyst for NASCAR. So Harrison Burton, 16 years old, wins that race. Then, Saturday at Mobile, who wins the race? Kyle Grissom.
Yeah.
Who's his dad? Steve Grissom from Gadsden, Alabama, the former NASCAR Xfinity champion and All-Pro champion.
Yeah.
So last weekend, in the biggest of big series in all of the Southeast, we had two sons, talented sons, of famous fathers taking the checkered flag. Everybody says this is a family sport.
Yeah.
But that is proof positive that it's in your blood, it's in your genes. Because these kids are good, both Harrison and Kyle. But look at their dads. Their dads were great.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I think we're very fortunate to live down where we do, because there's racing all over the country, but we're seeing some of the best and really getting national recognition with the Southern Super Series. Tim Bryant and all the tracks that have put that together have done just amazing. And look at the field of cars that we're getting at Five Flags and at Mobile. I mean, we had, what, 20 or almost 36 cars at that race last Friday or 2 weeks ago at Five Flags Speedway, which is incredible. I mean, and the pits, you walk through there, it looked like snowball derby conditions. I mean,
the size of the field was the snowball derby's starting field, 36.
Yeah.
So just one other thing about the super late models, Tim Bryant can talk to you about this too when you talk to him, but something happened Friday night that I never saw happen in short track, any motorsports ever. What's and that? Let me say first, I think Dan Spence is the best race director in the Southeast, bar none.
Yeah, this was...
Bar none. Toward the end of the race, Harrison Burton is coming up through. Bubba Pollard is trying to get by a lap car.
Yeah.
Bubba Pollard has to hit on the locks, put on the brakes all of a sudden to avoid the lap car. And because of that, behind Bubba Pollard, Harrison Burton, I'm pretty sure they made contact.
Oh, yeah.
So Bubba Pollard spins out, and Harrison Burton is, everybody is thinking, guilty of making contact with him and spinning him out.
Yeah.
So Dan Spence, rightfully as the race director, puts the car to the tail on the restart, the car that caused the caution.
Yeah.
And he said because Harrison Burton caused Bubba Pollard to spin out, he's going to the tail too.
Yeah. The fans went nuts. Yeah.
They're circulating under caution. One lap, two laps under caution. They don't count, but caution laps don't count. And here comes, and Dan made the ruling on the radio. Everybody knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So here, all of a sudden, comes Bubba Pollard down pit road.
Yeah.
And he stops and he talks to Ricky Brooks. And Ricky Brooks radios up to the tower that Bubba Pollard said that was not Harrison Burton's fault. Bubba Pollard said he spun himself out to avoid the lap car and that Harrison Burton shouldn't be penalized. And you know what? Harrison Burton wasn't penalized.
Yeah.
They took away the penalty because the guy that was the brunt of the infraction said, no, that's not right. He didn't do that to me. I did it to myself.
And that never happens, and especially...
Ever. And so Harrison Burton got his spot back and went on to win, and Bubba Pollard, was really upset with the lap car, but he parked his car,
yeah.
Came to Mobile, did okay on Saturday night. But what a sportsmanship move. I mean, you know how competitive and tough racing is. And Bubba Pollard, at the top of his game...
Yeah.
Says, you know what, I did that to myself. It's not fair that kid's got penalized. Put him back where he was. And the officials did, and he went on to win.
And that's unheard of. I can't remember one instance in all my racing career, and I've been going to racetracks since I was a wee little driver, and that's ever happened. But, you know, when Bubba says something like that, people listen to Bubba because, you know, like you said, he's the top of the game, and that would be like if Augie Grill came in or someone like that, or if Chase Elliott was out there again with us and saying the same thing. Well, I think with the notoriety of these drivers and the sincerity of it, I think the officials did the right thing and did decide to go back and change that. So, because a lot of times officials could get, you know, maybe like looked down upon because they're changing it, but now when a driver says, well, he didn't do it, it was my fault, again, that goes to say just... I was shocked and impressed with Bubba that night.
And with Dan Spence, because
yes.
I am pretty sure, I guess we could study Ted Baber's video, but I am pretty sure, as Dan Spence was, the contact was made between Harrison and Bubba.
Yeah.
And then the rule is, or the option is for the race director to put the guy that caused the contact to the tail too when the other guy spun out.
Yeah.
But two sides of the coin here. First of all, a major, gentlemanly, sportsmanlike move from Bubba Pollard.
Yeah.
And second of all, to Dan Spence for recognizing that exactly what I saw may not have been what caused the end result. So let's do the fair thing here. So both guys are right in a situation that nobody would have thought anything about putting Harrison Burton to the tail there if Bubba Pollard wouldn't have been the sportsman that he is.
Yeah, and that was his first win at Five Flag Speedway, and what an exciting time in victory lane for him as well.
His father came, I had the interview, and that's my job. His father came roaring out of the pits, and they had a big old hug, and his first comment to me on the PA system, Harrison's first comment was, "This is the greatest day of my life."
Yeah, to win at Five Flag Speedway, that's strong, and you know how competitive, and they were not happy with that car the last time it performed. They spent a lot of time testing and a lot of time changing things around, and obviously they found something there, and you know, this is a stepping stone, because obviously he's going to be moving up through the ranks probably pretty quick, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, the story is that after they had, you know, it wasn't bad. I mean, a lot of guys would be happy with a top 10. It was a top 10 finish the last time at Five Flags.
Yeah.
But it wasn't at all what they wanted to be. And the story is that his dad, Jeff, before they left the track that night, the night that they didn't do well, had made a appointments for practice sessions at Five Flags. They were so embarrassed with the way that they did. But, you know, whatever they did in those practice sessions, they came back strong.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Now, again, today, and Tim Bryant will be on shortly with us. He's going to have the Southern Super Series updates and talk about the racing up in Georgia at Watermelon Capital Speedway. Not sure what the weather looks like up there, so we'll talk with him and hopefully get it in. But, again, the big thing today for Sunny South Raceway and the Highway 90 Challenge Series, again, let's reiterate, a race has been canceled due to the weather, and the makeup race for the regular classes will be June 11th. And, again, we're just going to have to try to find a spot after you talk with the drivers to see when and where and if we can get the Bombers and Sportsmen back over there.
That's right. It's not the worst thing in the world if we just lose this, but if we want to try to do it, it's so family-oriented. You know, yeah. David Johnson, who's been a Bomber winner and a really good competitor, he comes out there, and Robert Loper, too. They come out to Sunny South when we race there, and their kids are in the Mighty Mites.
Yeah.
So they're out there with their kids racing, they're racing. And, you know, with the whole family thing and these schedules being so tight and people having to make plans, I don't think it would be fair to say, all right, we're going to schedule this rain out after the Lee Fields when we plan to wrap it up without talking to guys and saying, hey, you know, are there school things that are going to prevent you from doing this? Are you planning to go out of town?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it would be fair to do that without talking to him first.
Well, you could go to sunnysouthraceway.org, mobilespeedway.net, and, of course, the websites will keep everybody updated. So, wet roadways today, and, again, wet road tracks, I guess. What's your plans for today then, Bill?
Working on my family heirloom Bonneville.
Nice, nice. What year is that again?
67. Next year it's 50 years old. My son, who's 35, is the genius behind this. He has poured through manuals from 1967 and the internet, and what we're doing is replacing the air conditioning, and we're doing our dead level best.
Yeah.
I'm just a helper. I'm not the brain.
You're the tool guy, huh?
To keep it everything stocked.
Yeah.
So everything that we're doing, we're trying to mimic what was going on 50 years ago when, you know, I was alive, but maybe the person I'm talking to wasn't.
Well, not yet anyway. Well, Bill, thank you for all the input again, and we'll get back with you next week. We'll find out if we find any more about trying to reschedule that race.
And it'll be on the website whatever and whenever we decide.
All right, there you go. Bill Roth with Sunny South Raceway, Mobile International Speedway, and Five Flag Speedway. Still to come, Scott Albritton from George County Motorsports Park, Dustin Long with NBC Sports as well. And we'll talk with Five Flag Speedway's person who's in charge of the Super Series and running in Mobile and Five Flag Speedway. That's Tim Bryant. It's all coming up next on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Again, I just talked to Bill, and they have canceled the racing today because of the rain possibilities and so many people coming from out of state to race out of there at Sunny South Raceway. So they'll redo that race next Saturday, but the Highway 90 Challenge Series with the Bombers and Sportsmen, they're going to have to be rescheduled a little bit later. Still standing by, Dustin Long with NBC Sports. We're going to talk a little bit about his experience, our experience together at the Indianapolis 500. Also talking about, gosh, look at Pocono, and they've got rain there as well as Penske just dominating so far this weekend. 1-2 in NASCAR, 1-2-3 at the Indy race. And they're practicing live. Again, if you go onto my Facebook page, Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G, you can see the link there to watch some of the street course racing there. And again, I got to say thanks to all the sponsors. You know, before we bring in Scott Albritton from George County Motorsports Park, we had one of our little drivers, Matt Jackson Jr. out there in the go-karts his second time around, and we'll let Scott tell us a little bit about how he did last night, but very proud of him. And, you know, without the sponsors at Kane Motorsports, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And we have, Ingersoll Racing has worked their tail feathers off to get our modified ready to go tonight at Southern Raceway, which they have a huge show there tonight. It's, they've got Fan Appreciation Night, $5 admission, 6 and up, 5 and under are free, dollar hot dogs, sodas, and, of course, the beer. They've got the Bay Area Modifieds, a pure stock talking Neesmith Street Stocks and the vintage cars, too. And I just talked with Tommy Lowry. The owner said, hey, we are hard-headed. It's not raining here yet. We rolling. Gates open at 4:30. The racing starts at 7:30. We're loading up the modified last night, and I bought a transmission from somebody. They said it was good, and, well, it's not. So we're devastated that we're not going to be able to have the car there. But the next race over there, we'll have it. So the car will be ready to go. Thank you to McDonald's and Hapres Corporation. Everything they do for us, and especially with CanesWarriorKids.com. Thank you to Pull Apart. These guys have really stepped up the game for 2016 and 2017. And we're excited to recognize them. You know, if you need parts, whether it be your race car or just any kind of vehicle, you can save money and pull them right there at Pull Apart. It's all computerized. You don't have to go searching for the car, typing what kind of car you want. It'll tell you what row and where it's at out there. Thank you to Cyclops Vapor, helping people all over the world quit smoking tobacco products. And if you go to CyclopsVapor.com, you can see everything they do, and they've got some new flavors out as well. So thank you. It's an honor to have Zach on the team, and also, gosh, everyone from that team to be on ours. Thank you also to the Vape Shop of Pensacola, Pace, and Gulf Breeze. Again, they're actually helping people quit smoking for free with their vape starter kits. And if you go online to the Vape Shop of PNS.com, you can pick yours up. Belrose Tattoo and Piercing. My wife, Michelle, getting a new one. She's getting her tattoo ready, and she's looking over there at me. But these guys are also huge in what we do with Kane's Warrior Kids. And thank you also to USFD Racing. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org, BA Motorsports, K1RaceGear.com. Makes us look good. Ratty Rods of the South. Billy Bob and Sue Otto are just big proponents of childhood cancer as well, and help out the race teams as much as they can. And our cars look amazing thanks to the Hub Printing of Robertsdale, Highway 59, right across the street from the trail. They just got brand new printing equipment in this week that changes the way you get all your printing and embroidery done in Baldwin County. Check them out. Also, we've got the LEDs on the car thanks to Heritage Electrical, and we're going to have some new lights on that modified too. It's going to look great. Thank you to Casp Industries, Coastal Traffic, Ingersoll Racing, and Fallsack Tires. So a big night of racing last night, and I've got Scott Albritton on. And Scott, you beat the rain. You raced last night. Pretty smart move, brother. Good morning.
Yeah, we had already planned on racing last night. We had two big races going up against us this weekend. We had Gulfport going against us and Pensacola with some money races scheduled. So we'd already changed to Friday night, so what a great move it turned out to be.
It did, and let's talk about the racing now. First of all, for people who aren't familiar, we have so many new listeners that listen to the show all the time, George County Motorsports Park. Tell us a little bit about the track, how it became what it is now, and where you all located.
We're actually located, if you're going out Moffett Road, US 98, you're out 98, when you cross the Mississippi line, we're 6 miles on the left.
Yeah.
And you can't miss it.
Oh,
you
no.
Get the truck stop, you went too far, there's a big sign out front. But it actually started, I just went to a racetrack one night, and they wouldn't let my little boy race. Said his lawnmower was too fast. And I said, well, I'll just build my own. And that guy said, yeah, we've heard that before. 2 weeks later, we opened for practice.
Yeah.
So that's how it actually started.
Yeah, and it's become, you guys have put a lot of time, a lot of money into it, and the track has been expanding. And, you know, I've been able to make it to one race this year with Matt Jr., and just to see... You have a full field of carts. I mean, you've got wall-to-wall folks coming in there. And, I mean, you got people probably from three states coming to race as well.
Yeah, so we got them. Well, actually, four. We got Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida.
That's amazing. And it's so great because you're centrally located.
Yes, sir. We always have one good crowd. Last night, we had a real good crowd. He's talking about beating the showers. We caught a couple showers, but we rolled the track in and kept racing.
Well, let's talk about, you know, there's a guy on your Facebook page, if you guys go to George County Motorsports Park, this is a great thing for you. It says, I've never seen a track owner more dedicated to his fans, racers, or just people in general. Scott, don't ever change the way you do things. That's got to make you feel good.
Well, it does. My wife showed me that yesterday, and I said, oh, my Lord, I'm used to all the ones that race.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know? Why'd you do it this way? Might you a little kid? Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but, you know, it's everywhere you go. I raced a many a years, and I learned a lot, you know. I was one of them hotheads for a many a year, and I learned a lot. So I guess I just know how to deal with them because I was one of them.
Oh, yeah, and when you put them in your place, don't you? Well, let's talk about the racing last night. It was a late night for you.
Yeah, it was real good. It, Benny Spritz, whew, they put on one fine show last night. We actually had six of them last night.
Wow.
And they put on a fine show. And little Timmy Lords had never sat in one. They drove to New Hampshire and got it. And they made it back Thursday. He raced it last night. He led the whole feature, two laps to go. He ended up second.
Oh.
had never been in one, so he did a really good job.
Well, Nelson, tell the fans what those mini sprints look like and what they're made of. They're pretty quick.
It looked like a full-size sprint car, but they're smaller, but they're basically the same thing. Got a 600cc motorcycle motor on.
Yeah, and they fly. I mean, with the weight-to-gear ratio, I mean, it's a fast car.
Yeah, so they can tote the tires at any given time. Sometimes they have to let out so they don't bring both tires up.
Dang. Well, yeah, and then the crowds.
They put on a great show.
And you guys
get a good spectator crowd, too.
Yeah, that's it. Well, let's talk about some of the other classes you had.
We had starting out with the Junior Ones last night, which y'all's driver run in. Yeah. Matt Jackson did a good job. He led it a couple times. He run second a couple times. Wow. I think he ended up second.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we had a good turnout, though. He done real good, you know. I mean, he's learning. Yeah. And ain't been his second time racing. I think he done a fine job.
Yeah, yeah. We're proud of him, too. And it's he's excited. He's ready for that late model, he says. Let's get you up to it first, you know.
My little boy says that, too. And he watered up last night and didn't even get the race. He got first lap incident. My little boy had to load up.
Oh, man. What happened?
But just got wheel hopped.
Yeah.
And when he got wheel hopped, it turned the header down into the tire and all. I mean, it was just part of racing.
Yeah.
There wasn't nothing nobody could help.
Yeah.
And the lawnmowers, Matt Amadeo won, the FXTs, mm-hmm. and the FX Lite, which is basically like an FXT, but it's got a 6.5 Predator motor on it.
Ooh.
Colton Amadeo won it. The lawnmowers, they put on a good show every time they're there.
Well, they don't come every time, though, do they? You guys have
them?
No, sir. Yeah.
We have a Friday night show now. I need to tell y'all about that.
Yeah.
We race the first and third Friday of the month. We race go-karts, I meant lawnmowers, mini sprints, and a few go-kart classes.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night is our go-kart program. We run go-karts strictly.
Yeah.
And we'll race the first and third Friday of the month with the mini sprints, and we'll even bring the dirt bikes in here and there. I mean, they got a lot of places they're racing, a lot of races on the schedule, but when they want to come, we bring them in.
Yeah, yeah. And then I've seen the photos from there. The flat track guys are flying around that track.
Oh, yes, sir. There was quite a few of them there last night talking about how much nicer it is. They hadn't been there in a while.
Oh.
And they was there last night talking about, I don't know what y'all done different, but this place is nice.
Bring them out and come on.
Just a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, let's talk also about the next coming races you guys got coming up, because your schedule, like the way that races, do you have any big money races or any other special events coming up?
Next Saturday night, I got a $500 senior pro.
Oh, that'd be good.
$500 to win with a 12-cart minimum, so we ought to get that with no problem.
Oh, I guarantee
it. We'll pay the top three, and we're going to do something special for the 40 and up. I think it's going to be $250 to win for the 40 and up with, I think it's a 10-cart minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And then the junior pro will do them $250 to win with a 10-cart minimum.
Wow. Yeah, so that's going to be strong. And you're getting these carts. And, you know, with kart racing, this is really where a lot of the drivers start and, like you say, cut their teeth, and they move up through the series. You've probably had a lot of the drivers in a small amount of time that you've had the track open. I mean, it's been open a while, but you've seen the other drivers that have started that have graduated into other classes, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I've seen a lot of them come and go. A lot of them, matter of fact, Dustin Booth that races at Deep South Speedway.
Yeah.
I mean, he started out on a go-kart here, and he won two championships back-to-back, and he moved on, and now he's running pure stock cars.
Yeah, yeah, and doing pretty well at it, too, from what I understand.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, I went and watched him last Saturday night. He finished second. I was very surprised. Very impressed.
Yeah, he's got the right people in the family. Also, you talk about a family sport. All the whole Booths have been around that racing for generations.
Yes, sir. And he done a fine job. And we wanted to go watch y'all tonight, but looks like you're not going.
Yeah, gosh darn it. Yeah, we were going to head over to Southern tonight for the modified. And again, unfortunately, we bought a transmission, and someone was a little dishonest with us,
that happened.
Yeah, and so you know, $50 worth of parts keeps us away from the racetrack tonight. But we'll get it back out and ready to go. We're just ready, man. You know, that's a nice toy.
Oh yeah, anytime.
Absolutely. Well, what about the websites? How can we keep track of?
You can find it at George County Motorsports Park. Send a friend request. We'll like you. You can go to Scott Albritton or George County Motorsports Park. and you keep up with everything.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to come back on again today, and we'll try to get you on maybe next week. Let's talk about that show and talk about promoting it and stuff. What are the times when the gates open and things?
Next Saturday, gates open about 4 o'clock, and we'll be racing at 7.
Oh, yeah. And it'll be ready, and it'll be packed, I guarantee you, with that kind of money.
Oh, yes, sir. We don't have no problem getting people there.
Well, Scott, we appreciate you being a part of the show and coming on board, and we'll definitely have you on next week. Let's promote that thing.
All right. Thank you much.
Absolutely. Again, Scott Albritton with George County Motorsports Park. What a great facility, and a congratulations to the Kane Motorsports driver, Matt Jackson Jr. How about that? Leading a little while, second race, and finish a second. Proud of you, little man. Congratulations. Still to come, Tim Bryant standing by live from Watermelon Capital Speedway in Cordell, Georgia. Dustin Long also next with NBC Sports. We're going to talk about Pocono and Indy. Hang on.